joined by Simon Hawkins, who is the CEO of the Yamaji Malba Aboriginal Corporation. They're the native title body that are representative body for the Pilbara, the Murchison, the Midwest and the Gascoyne regions of our fine state. Good morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Ewan.
Do you see it as now inevitable that the cashless welfare card will at some point make its way up to the Pilbara?
Look, it's a real possibility. I mean, what we've seen is that they've had trials in Ceduna and the East Kimberleys. There's been no real data that's come out of those trials to demonstrate whether it's worthwhile pursuing elsewhere, and yet the government's still wanting to roll it out. So it's obviously very much a political decision rather than one that's based upon data.
The government says that it wants to roll it out to communities who ask for it. We, in places like Port Hedland, where the mayor is an enormous advocate for the cashless welfare card, although the council is not, is that one of the places where you would see it going first?
Look, I'm not quite certain about that, because I think that the mayor was very close to the lobbying involving Mindaroo Foundation in Canberra, and obviously wanted to see it in Port Hedland, but the council actually opposed the mayor's involvement in that, and similarly to the city of Karratha also opposed it. So I would think that it'd be very difficult to do it there. Plus, the Aboriginal communities up in the Pilbara objected strongly, as ones have also in the Murchison and Gascoyne, to the cashless card. So I would say it'd be very difficult. And I suppose the interesting issue is that we've seen it in regional WA being rolled out. Why isn't it rolled out in the metropolitan area, where there is also significant welfare dependency? Why is it just a regional issue, and why is another impact upon regional WA?
So it will depend on community support, according to the government, to get rolled out. You mentioned there, but are you hearing any support for it from your members or from the community people that you speak to, Simon Hawkins?
Not at all. In fact, there's strong opposition to it. They see it as going back to the old welfare days that the government used to control Aboriginal people's lives, and people don't want it at all.
Are you hearing any acceptance that there is a problem that needs to be solved?
Look, there is obviously issues relating to, issues in the community people want to address, but people want to take ownership of those issues. They don't want the government to actually control it and force it upon people. And I think that's the big issue. I mean, obviously, individuals want to have the cashless card in their own life, and that's their decision and that self-determination if they actually make that choice themselves. However, if it's forced upon people, then you've got real problems, because obviously it won't most probably address the real issues that people are concerned about.
I get, you mentioned that there isn't a lot of data to prove the success or otherwise of the cashless welfare card. The government did do an evaluation of the trials in Ceduna and the East Kimberley, and I think they found some research that showed a reduction in drinking and gambling among those who were involved with the trial, and I quote, some evidence that there has been a consequential reduction in violence and harm. Isn't the whole point of a trial, Simon Hawkins, that you judge its effectiveness from that trial and then roll it out?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when they say some evidence, what I understand that to be is that they've spoken to a few people, and a handful of people have actually suggested, look, it's been beneficial to their lives. There's also been a contrary view from a range of other people saying it's actually caused significant impact and increased a range of other social dysfunctions that wasn't expected. That's not reported. They're posing comments, but there's no real data. I mean, what we're wanting to see is actual genuine data. And in fact, Mindaroo Foundation, who have been strongly, who proposed the cashless card and very strongly supporting them, recognise the fact that they actually don't actually have any real data. It's conversations around community meetings. It's people's versions that are vocalised at meetings rather than actual genuine data to show that there has been a reduction in some of those issues. And, we would like to see that.
Where would you like the conversation to go next, Simon Hawkins? Obviously, we talk about this, and we've been talking about it for years and years and years, and seem to go around and around in circles. You mentioned that you probably do see it as inevitable that the cashless welfare card will at some point make its way up to the Pilbara, but where would you like to see the conversation go from now?
Oh, look, real data, real information, sharing that information so that people really understand what the implications are of the card. Self-determination, real self-determination, people actually genuinely wanting to support changes in their life. I'd like to see that.
Simon Hawkins, thank you for your time this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Ewan.
That's Simon Hawkins. He is the CEO of the Yamaji Malba Aboriginal Corporation. They're the native title representative body for the Pilbara and the Gascoyne regions. It's quite clear that cashless welfare card, according to the corporation, does not fix the problem. There's no real evidence. He argues that it should be rolled out, but the Prime Minister and the Minister responsible, Dan Tehan, are keen to see it rolled out further. Where does that mean? Does that mean Port Hedland is next, like the Mayor would like to see? Or does the Council of Karratha and Port Hedland have the final say on these things? It's up to the community, according to the federal government. So we will keep an eye on that one. Some of your texts this morning, there's a text here on the evacuation of Carnarvon. Someone, there's no name to it, but it says the evacuation, I remember it well.